I love the term movement professional because when I try to say singular things like Pilates instructor or gyrotonic instructor, I don't feel like it encompasses everything that movement professional entails. I started my career as a dancer in college, which led me to Pilates. Mm-hmm. And then I, certified in that, taught Pilates for many years, owned two studios in Northern California, in San Francisco and Sausalito. Then whenever we started our family in 2010, it became very clear that I needed to take a little break because I wasn't doing anything very well. I was too scattered, spread too thin, if you will. Mm-hmm. Took a little bit of time out from teaching and then had two more children after the first. And so then I knew whenever I wanted to get back into teaching that I wanted more. I wanted more information. I wanted to dive deeper. I wanted to get to some of the journeys that my pregnancies took me on and just learning the different layers and depths that the body is able to travel to. I just knew there was more in my journey and that like I wanted to kind of just go deeper. Mm-hmm. So I started the gyrotonic training, and gyrotonic had come up in my path like probably two or three times earlier. Like I was introduced to it first in San Francisco. And then before my husband and I moved back to Missouri, we spent a month on the Big Island of Hawaii. I took gyrotonic while we were on the island for a month. It kept being presented to me. It kept getting put in my path. And I kept saying, no, no, I'm not ready. Or no, I've got too much going on. And then finally it came again. And it just was like in my path. And I couldn't say no anymore. It was like, okay, it keeps coming back. I've got to address this. I've got to pursue and explore this a little bit more fully. So then started the certification process, the pre-training with Lindsay O'Reilly at Dynamic Body in Springfield, and then the foundation course with Martha Mason. And then I did my apprentice review with Kathy Van Patten in Healdsburg when she was still in Healdsburg, and then did my final in San Francisco with Billy. And he was being hosted by Deborah Rose. And that has been about 2 years ago now. So I've just been doing the tower work, just been working on those, those seven families that we learn. And I cannot wait to go more in depth and do, the archway, the gyrotoner, all of those things too are definitely on my to-do list, hopefully within the next coming years. And as things start to open back up more with just more offerings, different places. I've just been thoroughly enjoying it. I love teaching it. I love practicing it. I think it has helped me not only with my physical body, but with my emotional, my mental body, my spiritual body, just all of those things integrating together.
You mentioned that this has really been an enhancement to your mental health, your mental body, your spiritual body. Tell me more about that. And if you've noticed a difference in going deeper in those aspects of your body and understanding of movement from other methods that you have studied.
The body craves homeostasis. It wants to be in balance. And I tend to be a very manic energy. Like my feet hit the floor in the morning and I'm going 90 to nothing. I mean, 100 miles an hour, three kids out the door to school, back training with clients all day, get them home, try to get my own workout squeezed out in there somewhere. And then we're off to the races in the evenings with kid activities. So for me, gyrotonic is a very grounding, helpful tool for me to not run in that fight or flight, in that anxiety space. It's able to help me feel more grounded, more calm. I'm able to kind of come back to being centered. And I try to speak that to my clients that, they tend to run a little low energetically, and they'll come and they're after their session, they're always very energized and they run errands or they clean their house or they'll walk a mile or they'll just feel uplifted in one way or another. And they're able to, attack a different area or aspect of their life more head on. And so just seeing knowing how that has resonated in my body, and then hearing from my clients how that resonates in their body as well, has just been more validating. Even though I don't think I understand it fully exactly what is happening, I just know that there is some sort of balancing action that occurs through the gyrotonic sequences of movement, and then through the course of that hour. It doesn't seem to matter what combination of families we move through in any given session. Everybody's just always like, oh, I just feel so much better, you know, after that hour.
What is it about this work that creates that homeostasis?
I would love to try and understand that more. Certain clients, because I have so many different walks of life, I tend to kind of try to pinpoint different people and invite them in for sessions just to get their feedback. I know 100% that is what has helped me from getting injured in different areas of my life, of different activities that I pursue. Like, I've done 3 bodybuilding competitions. I like to indoor rock climb. I practice jujitsu. Gyrotonic has helped protect and make my body as healthy as it can be, so that whenever I'm in those other more maybe considered aggressive movements, I'm just more shored up, so to speak, or protected.
That's such a great thing to bring up. We often say that the gyrotonic and the gyrokinesis methods simply help you do whatever it is you do better. So in speaking to other movement professionals, what would you say to encourage them to at least explore this, to add to their teaching repertoire, and why?
If you've been teaching movement for a number of years, it can start to feel kind of stale. It gets kind of redundant. It can be somewhat repetitive, and you get a little burned out constantly trying to be creative. And this is just that nugget of new information and understanding the way the body moves in a more of a three-dimensional pathway, as opposed to, say, like Pilates and or weight training, as an example. Things tend to be very linear. It's very like point A to point B. This gets very three-dimensional. And I feel like it's that like little science symbol, because it's like, you know, your vertical oval, your horizontal oval, your diagonal ovals going in each and all directions. And then in the reverse and then upside down, it gets things moving again.
I know you've touched a little on what you have personally experienced from practicing and teach this, but can you go into any more detail about maybe how specific sequences or specific exercises have brought some new experience to you that was a little bit surprising and unexpected? And you were like, wow.
When we are straddling the bench and using the handles, and it's like you're drawing an oval in space, and then you arch and you lift up and around. Yeah. I feel like the movement itself is very dramatic. When I come like up and out of that and I settle back in my center and I'm on my axis, it's like there's a calming to my nervous system. Like my nervous system just feels very soothed. Whereas before, I'll feel kind of like just raw and like just the end of an electrical wire, like a hot wire that's kind of like sparking a little bit. And I just feel more calm and soothed, and like that coating over the neurons is coming back, the myelin sheath or whatever it's called is coming back into connection. And I just feel more grounded and more soothed. Sometimes I would even describe it as not sober. Like I'm not intoxicated by any means, but I just feel a little woo-woo. I feel just like bobbleheady maybe, or like, oh, you know, I just kind of settle, and it kind of like, I'm still moving even though I'm not moving anymore. And I've often wondered, is that an inner ear response? Like that my equilibrium is just trying to catch up to where my body has been as it's drawn that shape in space. That experience has happened almost every single time I do that one particular movement.
Wow. On that same note, have you any specific stories about some of these other people that you've specifically invited because you've been interested in their response? Can you share something specific about one of their responses that you found?
They're almost as speechless as I am. That's what I've discovered. Most of the time they have to walk away and they ponder and they reflect. And all they can really come back and say is that they loved it. And when can they come again?
I love that. It must be so just reinvigorating for you every time you have a session like that.
Absolutely.
Let's just speak to the idea and the importance of community as a trainer and like why that matters.
Yes, I definitely am missing that element and that collaboration opportunity with other instructors because we learn from one another and everyone comes from a different background and has a different perspective or has a unique idea that we can build upon. And so whenever I had those studios in San Francisco and Sausalito, it was wonderful because all of the instructors usually came from a different background. And so they had a different perspective on, you know, working a particular area of the body or a prop or what have you. Like at one point I had, I think, 9 instructors at my studio in San Francisco, and there were 5 of us in at the Sausalito location. And so, like I said, you know, when you've got, you know, a dozen people that all have a different background and a different story, it's just so nice to have that sense of community. And then just to be playful with it and to play together and create together, that was always something that I appreciated. And just to know that you're not alone. I just miss having that like kind of feeding off of others' energy and their ability to inspire. Like I'm constantly inspired by what people are doing on Instagram and Facebook. And it gives me little nuggets to work off of since, especially for the last 2 years, we've not been able to really visit with one another in person or get to continuing education opportunities. And so just being able to have access on social media, I can see what other people have done or what they've tried or what they've explored and maybe taken things to another different space or different level or, you know, whatever, or material that I haven't learned yet.
Tell me specifically, if you're talking to a Pilates instructor, what would you say about the gyrotonic work that might be useful to a Pilates instructor?
When I think about Pilates movement, it is very linear. You're kind of moving point A to point B. You are not really able to address a lot of exercises unilaterally. So you're not able to identify some of those imbalances or movement that the dominant side is maybe doing the majority of the work than the non-dominant side. You're not able to identify that as quickly or as obviously as you are on the gyro tower, just because of the nature of the way that the machine is designed, because the pulley towers, the weight stacks move independently of one another. So especially when it comes to like feet and strap work, like immediately you're going to see which side is moving in a different range of motion or at a quicker speed, or that dominant side trying to do the majority of the work in general. So it helps identify those pieces of someone's quality of movement first and foremost. And then again, I go back to that you're moving, I feel like, in a more three-dimensional space, or just exploring space in a more three-dimensional way than you are in the Pilates technique. I think they're both very valuable still. I still find Pilates very valuable. I think that they're a beautiful marriage together, and that they complement each other very well.
How would you describe the seed center versus the core?
This is, I feel like, an education that I have to give people a lot of times anyway, because people have decided that the core means just their abdominals. And the core is so much more. It's the glute medius. It's the back body, the side body, as well as the abdominal. So the core is your trunk. It's everything minus your arms and your legs. Mm. So the seed center, I feel like, is a little bit more specifically, almost like a yogi term, like into your bandhas, like into that root chakra and that sacral chakra area where your transverse abdominis and the pelvic floor and where those two points meet up in the low abdomen. And so moving from that, the center of the body being the pelvis, that's where, like, we as human beings, like, if we decide that we want to create life, that's where the sparks of our genetic material resides in order to create new life.
That was a beautiful explanation. I love it. I'd like to know what have been some of your biggest challenges on this gerotonic journey thus far.
The biggest challenge I find is that people tend to be a little bit more bound or tight or less flexible. So that is, they're a little bit more resistant or a little bit more hesitant to try it because they feel like it's a little bit more, you have to already be flexible to and they say the same thing about yoga. Like there is a little more hesitant to try to go to a yoga class because they don't feel like they're flexible enough. And that's just such an oxymoron because you have to go to the class to actually get the flexibility. I also find that gender sometimes plays a little bit of a role. Women are a little bit more open and accepting and of trying something new. I have some men that are just a little bit more resistant to trying it at first because they either think that it looks feminine or they don't know how to move that way. They're intimidated by the choreography. They don't feel like they can move as fluidly. And so they're just a little bit more insecure about even attempting it. That's probably been my biggest challenge is that people don't feel like they're flexible enough and, or they don't feel like they're coordinated to do the choreography.
Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me and share about your journey. You have some really amazing insights, especially as a new gerotonic trainer.
Oh, thank you so much, because I still feel like I know nothing. Like I feel like zip zilch. I'm still like such a newborn when it comes to this. Like, but I feel like almost like owning that even more is almost helpful because it's like, I have nowhere to go but up in terms of like a clean slate.
Well, if it's any encouragement, I know master trainers that have been in this work for, you know, more than 20 years and they'll go to a meeting with Julia and be like, I've been doing the same thing for all these years and just discovered new insights to this movement. Yeah.
And that's what's so beautiful and what's so encouraging about this and why it's such a lifelong journey, because there is always something new to uncover, so that it will only get stale if you allow it to.